Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood motivator. Welcome back to Depression to Drive, where we turn those heavy feelings into fuel for action. Today, we're diving deep into something that can feel like a minefield. Learning to forgive, both ourselves and others. Ever get stuck in that loop of replaying mistakes, holding on to anger, or feeling like you're drowning in guilt? Yeah, I know the feeling. It's heavy, right? But here's the thing. Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad actions. It's about freeing yourself from their grip. Think of it like this. Holding on to resentment is like carrying around a backpack full of rocks. It weighs you down, makes every step harder, and eventually, it can crush your spirit. Forgiveness? That's shedding those rocks, lightening the load, and finally being able to walk with more ease. So, how do we actually do this? It's not always easy, but trust me, it's worth it. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. First, understand that forgiveness is a process, not a switch you flip. It takes time, patience, and sometimes even professional guidance. There will be ups and downs, moments of anger or frustration, and that's okay. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just keep moving forward, one step at a time. Second, remember that forgiveness is for you, not the other person. You're doing this to heal your own wounds, to reclaim your peace, not to excuse their actions or condone them. It's about taking back control of your emotional well-being. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone else hold a hammer over your head and dictate your feelings, would you? Third, practice empathy. I know, easier said than done, right? But try to see things from the other person's perspective. Were they hurting? Did they make a mistake out of fear or insecurity? Understanding their motivations doesn't excuse their actions, but it can help you find some compassion, which is essential for true forgiveness. Fourth, let go of the need for revenge. It sounds tempting, right? To get even, to make them feel the same pain they caused you. But trust me, it won't bring you peace. It'll just keep you stuck in that cycle of anger and resentment. Revenge is like drinking poison and hoping it will kill your enemy. It ultimately poisons you. Finally, remember that forgiveness isn't a one-time event. It's an ongoing practice. There will be times when you slip up, when the old feelings resurface. That's okay. Just acknowledge them, breathe deep, and try again. You're human, after all. It takes time and effort to break free from those deeply rooted patterns. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, who's been carrying around this anger towards her sister ever since they had a massive fight years ago. She hasn't spoken to her in months, replaying that argument over and over in her head. Every time she sees a photo of them together, the pain flares up again. It's like living with a constant ache. Sarah knows this is hurting her, but she can't seem to let go. Maybe you've been there yourself, haven't you? Caught in that cycle of anger and resentment? But then, something happens. Perhaps Sarah sees an old photo of them laughing together as kids, or maybe she hears about a difficult situation her sister is going through. It makes her realize that holding on to this anger isn't just hurting her, it's hurting her sister too. Sarah takes a deep breath and decides to try forgiveness. It's not easy at first. There are tears, there are moments of doubt. But she keeps practicing empathy, remembering the good times they shared, and focusing on letting go of the pain. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to feel lighter. She reaches out to her sister, tentatively at first, and then with more confidence. They begin to rebuild their relationship, one conversation at a time. Sarah's story is just one example, but it shows how powerful forgiveness can be. It's not about condoning bad actions. It's about taking back your power, freeing yourself from the burden of anger and resentment, and creating space for healing and growth. So remember, you are worthy of peace. You deserve to live a life free from the shackles of past hurts. Take that first step towards forgiveness, even if it feels small. You'll be amazed at how much lighter you feel. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you experienced the transformative power of forgiveness? What tips or advice have helped you on your journey? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Depression to Drive for daily doses of motivation and inspiration. Until next time, keep moving forward, one step at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.